Here's a thought I'll title Niagara Falls, Land of Selfies. For the first time in my life, I had a chance to go see Niagara Falls here on day number 2 from the big adventure. And I have to say that the waterfalls were impressive. And coming from Portland, Oregon, like I do, I thought I'd seen lots of interesting waterfalls up in the Columbia River Gorge. But Niagara Falls is in a class all its own. Breathtaking, just gorgeous, just wonderful. But from what I could see, most of the people who were there were even more impressed by, well, themselves. I saw very few people taking pictures of nature's wonder, but almost everyone was taking selfies. And that got me thinking. I've observed this phenomenon before. I talked about it and the number of people who were taking selfies at the Grand Canyon, which made me nervous always because they were turning their back on a 3,000-foot plunge, which fortunately I never saw anybody actually take. But nonetheless, it was so odd. I wanted to point, look, it's the Grand Canyon. And that's the way I felt today. Look, it's Niagara Falls. But instead, everybody was taking selfies. In fact, I found myself looking for anybody with a camera, and I couldn't find one. I think I may have been the only guy there during the time that I was there with an independent, not phone camera, but a regular independent camera. I suppose calling it regular is an indication of my prejudice. But it seemed to me to be a just fascinating cultural phenomenon. Or is it a cultural phenomenon? Or is it a psychological phenomenon? There's a certain narcissistic tendency I can't help but think about when I see people taking selfies in front of something as spectacular as Niagara Falls at the Grand Canyon or you name it. And then it dawned on me, maybe this tendency to be so self-absorbed and take selfies rather than pictures of the great thing is a technological one. Did people take selfies like this before the cell phone? I knew a couple of people who would point a 35mm camera back at themselves and take a picture, but it was very rare. It was cumbersome. It was difficult to bend your wrist around in that angle, and so people didn't. But now, with cell phones, everybody takes selfies. So perhaps it is just a consequence of a technological phenomenon that has allowed people to be as narcissistic as they actually are, but just never had the technology in the past to exhibit it. I don't know. I think I'm being too hard on humanity here because it's pretty cool to go to these places, and I suppose it's pretty cool to tell your friends and family and to create these memory snapshots that show you were at the place. But I just can't help but feel that it's a little weird when we find ourselves more interesting than something as spectacular as Niagara Falls.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.